This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. China's parliament has approved new national security legislation for Hong Kong on Thursday. Democracy activists in the city and Western countries fear it could erode its freedoms and jeopardize its role as a financial hub. The U.S., Britain, Australia, and Canada released a joint statement condemning China's decision to impose the law, saying it would dramatically erode its autonomy and threaten its stability and prosperity. China says the legislation will aim to tackle secession, subversion, terrorism, and foreign interference in the city. The plan, unveiled in Beijing last week, triggered the first big protests in Hong Kong in months. Riot police were out in force in Hong Kong as its lawmakers debated another piece of legislation, a bill to criminalize disrespect of China's national anthem. Wednesday, police made 360 arrests as thousands took to the streets in anger over the anthem bill and the national security legislation. Japan Foreign Ministry saying it is seriously concerned about the move by China's parliament, issuing a statement minutes after the security bill was approved. Japan called Hong Kong an extremely important partner. 2.1 million workers applied for unemployment benefits in the U.S. last week. The Labor Department said Thursday applications eased as some employers started to reopen businesses after the coronavirus forced closures. In all, 40.7 million workers have now sought unemployment compensation since mid-March. That's nearly a quarter of the U.S. labor force of more than 164 million. More stories for you on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.